A new piece of legislation aimed at resolving a constitutional case against the state of Alaska has passed its first hurdle. Senate Bill 237 would create a new funding formula that would require the legislature to pay for rural school construction every year. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
It was 10 years ago that the Superior Court ruled the state's method for funding school construction violated the Education Clause and Equal Protection Clause of the Alaska Constitution. Since then, the state has increased spending in rural areas, but the formula is still exactly the same. Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman is hopeful that will change this session if Senate Bill 237 clears the legislature.
If we can get that done, that's going to be landmark legislation for rural Alaska.
The bill would require the legislature to put $40 million into a fund every year designated for rural school construction projects. The fund would also have a $125 million cap to ensure it's spent regularly. Hoffman sits as co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee. He says he's been urging for years to put an end to the old formula.
It's time to stop it, and we don't want to put anything through the Finance Committee that is unconstitutional. We should be supporting our Constitution.
The bill is now headed to that Finance Committee. It already breezed through the Senate Education Committee, and there was a public hearing on it this week. When it gets to the House, Bethel Representative Bob Herron says it stands a good chance. He and two other rural Democratic representatives, Bryce Edgman and Reggie Jewell, are members of the predominantly Republican majority. And fellow rural lawmaker Neil Foster of Nome and Woody Salmon sit on the House Finance Committee. Bethel Representative Bob Herron.
So the perfect storm is coming, and we have a great opportunity.
Lawmakers hope the legislation will not just resolve the Casile case, but also help get funding on track for the neediest sites in the state. Schools in Alakanuk, Kipnuk, Quigilinuk, and Napusquiak are operating between 200 and 300% student capacity. Governor Sean Parnell visited many of those schools earlier this session in a show of support. Senator Hoffman says the governor will have the final say on the strength of the legislation.
The biggest hurdle, I believe, is going to be final negotiations on getting the governor to sign it once the bill is in front of him.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.